We are on Daf Samach Beis Amad Beis. Rabbi Kiva Raya the Ben Kalva Savua Have. Rabbi Kiva was the Raya of Ben Kalva Savua. Chazise Brate, so his daughter saw him, David Tzania Umali. He was a Tzanua. And Mali, Umali de Marsha says, Ben Odom Lachaveiroi. He was a Tzanua. And he was Mali Ben Odom Lachaveiroi. Omrolei, I mekadash neloch ozlos lebeirav. If I get married to you, you go to learn. Omrolei, he said yes. Igdishalei betzine. They got married betzine. They were afraid of the repercussions that would come about if her father would find out about this. Bishadrasei, and she sent him away to learn. Shoma Avua, her father found out about it. Afko mi beisei, so he sent her out of his house. Adro hano mi nichsei. And he said she can't have any hano from his nechosim. I saw a very interesting ha'orim de ben yoyode. He says, that's zicher, that in the times of Rabbi Kiva, there were other chasanim available who were on a much higher caliber than Rabbi Kiva. They were Tamidei Chachomim, also Mestama Tzenua that you mentioned, and also Mali, and she had a very wealthy father, and her father wanted her to marry a Ben Teire, and so she could have married someone else. Why did she choose Rabbi Kiva? As a fact, Ben Yehuda. He says, Amoridike Teretz. He says she wanted to have a chelik in Torah. The Torah of Rabbi Kiva she made. So that's her Torah. Because without him, she saw he had a potential. If you have someone that's a choshev ben Torah, so then she won't have such a chelik in his Torah she won't have. Because he's learning Sai. She's being Messiah. But here, this Torah came about through her. This is Torah di law. This is her Torah takim. That's what she wanted. She saw he had a potential, and she wanted to have a chelik in being mesaviv that he, in his Torah. Ozel, he went, Yosef, treis rishnit. He sat there for 12 years, bebeirav and yeshiva. He also, when he came back, I see bahadei trei sori alfei talmidi. He brought back 12,000 talmidim. He says he came back with the talmidim because he's coming back home. So what's with talmidim? So you have to build a yeshiva over here. But I mean, the Rebbe is coming back to the shtot, so he brought the talmidim. Shamei lahu sove de kamalo. So he heard the old yid was speaking to his wife. At kame koimad beres almonis chayim. How long are you going to be misnaik to live like a lebedik almone? That's a husband. Omrolei ilididi tzayis Yosef trei sri shoni achine. If he would listen to me, some of the upmach was like we had before, everyone went away for 12 years. The upmach, if he would listen to me, he'd go back for another 12 years. Omar, so he heard this, b'shusko vidno. Hoderosel. V'yosef treisri shoni achini. Beirav. So he went back another 12 years. It's a very modern maisach. I mean, they came into the town with 12,000 talmidim. She didn't hear about it. No one heard about it. And he's standing outside. The Ben Yodah wants to say, Agavucha, the Sova could be with Eliyahu HaNavi, and Eliyahu HaNavi wanted that, that he should hear this from her, so he came grad at the right time when he was standing outside, and that he should hear this from her. And she said, let him be there another 12 years. Abraham Shmulevitz asks, why didn't he come in and say hello, goodbye, say something? I mean, he didn't even go in. He says, Vaistois, that there's a difference, 12 and 12, with a hefsek, does not equal to 24 straight years. That means, like this was learning without a hefsek, like this. He felt it would be a hefsed for him going in. So he didn't go in. Biveirab, he also, when he came back, Aisi ba'adei esrin v'abo alfei talmidi. Shoma devisu, his wife heard that he came back, havis konafke la'ape, so she went out and kegged him. So Shaila and Rashi, if she knew it was, Rashi in the Dorim brings two Lashonis. She knew it was Rabbi Kiva, if she didn't know. We'll see later, the Shver Zicha didn't know that this was Rabbi Kiva. Dachshima, someone says, I mean, the Shver was a rich man, and could be he never knew. I mean, he had thousands of Royim working for him, and so she married one of the Royim, Akiva, I mean, and to put two and two together, this is, she knew it was Chalud Rashi has two Lashainas in the dorm, if she knew who he was. Amru lo shivivoso, so a neighbor told her, she'ili mone levush, Vichsoy, it seems she was very poor. Father didn't give her anything. So, she didn't have Bekova de Kebegodim. Now, a big Talmud Chochem is coming into town. So, he should put on Bekova de Kebegodim. Agavuch, I once heard that either a shliach from Rabbi Chaim Volozhin came to Rabbi Kivega, and Rabbi Kivega went and went out and put on Big Day Shabbos. I mean, someone was coming. It was a psayontev, so here you're going out, connected the psa odom godol, you should put on something more bekovedik. Omrulu yedei a tzadik nefesh behemtoi. That means, either, if she, that's a tulu shenis and rashi, either he won't, if she knew that this was a bekive, so he won't have any tainus on me. Or if she didn't know, he's a Talmud Chochem, he won't be mevaza someone that not having choshev begodim. Kimotia legabe, when she came close to him, noflo alapo, so she fell on her face, komenash gele lekare, so she started kissing his feet. Have kamatchefi lo shame, so his meshoris pushed her away. Oma lohu shavkua. So he said, let her alone. Sheli v'shalachem shalohu. My Torah and your Torah, this is all hers. So fakert, don't chapel with her. Shoma avue, agavuch, I remember, Absalchaim Zechayna Levroch, Absalchaim Kaplan, by the Levi of his Rebbetzin, he was maspata, he said over this gemore, Shali v'shalochem shalohu. He married Rabbi Ruchim's daughter. Shoma avua da'osa gavra rabbi. Now her father heard that a gavra rabbi had come into town, and he zicha didn't put two and two together. Omar Ezel Agabei Efshed Meifa Nidroi. I'll go to him, Agabra Rabbi, maybe be able to be Meifa my Ned. Also Agabei. So he came to him, Omale Adato, the Gavra Rabbi Minadato. You make a neder that if your son-in-law would be a Gavra Rabbi, would you ever make such a neder? Omalei, he said, Afilu Perik Echod, Afilu Alocha Achas. Meiridik, that means that's how, if I know he knew one Perik or one Alocha, I wouldn't have made the neder. He was mamish. He was a mufke from everything. Amalei anohu, am yaidem, nofal al apei, v'noshke al kari, v'yoiv lei palge mamoine. He gave him half of his money. Berate de Rabbi Kiva ovdele lebenazei hochi. Rabbi Kiva's daughter married Benazei. She did the same thing. She sent him away. Bahainu, the Omri Inchi, Rechele, Bosel, Rechele, Ozrel, Ki Oivde Imo, Kach Oivde Brato. That a daughter does like a mother. She had it ingrained in her already. This is what she had seen. This is what she had grown up, and that's what she did with Benazai. Let us see Rashi. Kalba Savua Shem Echod Meashiri Yerushalayim. He was one of the Shirim Yerushalayim. And he had this name, Shekol Hanichnas Lebeisei Rov Kikelev Hoyeyeitze Saveya. That's how the name Kalba comes. Not too complimentary, but we're speaking about that his guests were Re'evim like Klovim, went out, they were satisfied. Komad beros at misnaheges shivavoso hashcheinais. Shali bishalochem shalohu. Teire shalamatati ani bishalamatem atem al yodohu. This is her teire. Let us see Taisvis. Dahavas sanua omali. She saw he was a tsanua and he was mali. Behoda omer beilo oivrim. Omer Rabbi Kiva, kshayisi am haoret sayisi oimer meyitin li talmud chocham. Banashchenu kachamoyo. Mashmid lehave mali. So that's not absurd. Mali the marshos has been odom lachaveroi. That is not too mali. Ikele meima the hosom lav mishim shayir soine tamide chachomim. Bishite didn't hate tamide chachomim, el mishum shayir sovo shemizgoim alame oretz mibnei terosom. That means their anhoge brought out a sinne to him. That means their mizgoe. Voyu tamide chachomim soine moisom. Now, that's naskemayim ponim el ponim. That means he was a nice person, but we see the way they act, to him, they mizgoe, some emeles, so that brought out a sinne. V'gam mishum shloim enichem oisam liga behem. That you couldn't touch them. Kedem rinon bigdei amoretz medres leprushim. So Memele, so this anhoga was not a stamazei asine. I mean, it came about from what his impression was, how the Talmid Chachamim held of him, how they were noig with him. So that's what brought about this anhoga. Mikomokim Sheime Mitzvah Soya. It was a Sheime Mitzvah, Rabbeinu Tam. Adaita de Gavra Rabba Minadalto. So he found a Pesach to his neder. If you would have known that your son-in-law would be a Gavra Rabbi, would you ever have made a neder? V'im toimar, so tois v'ses, v'lo yoso liftoyach b'noilat. This is something that was nischadish later. Damrine b'nedon b'perik Rabbi Elazar, keitzat, what is the case of Neilat? Oma koinim sheninene leploini, V'nasu soifer. So Mamelu, so that happened later. That means that it wasn't oimid b'shas the neder that this should occur. It occurred later. So Mamelu, you can't be oiker a neder because of a dover hanoilad. You have to make it a neder twice mikore. But if mikore, he would have made the neder. This occurred later. So Taisa says, "Amuim de keteretz v'yeshloime dahoche leichoshiv noilat." This is not considered noilat. Kimin shaholach lebeirav, he went to yeshiva. The derechu b'hoylech lumeit shenasa odom godol. Amira de kizach. That's normal. A gavre rabbi, you go away for 12 years. You go and learn. I mean, That's normal. That's not the abnormal. Inami. Natasha says a second test. Kigoin the tola nidrei bedovo. It was speaking about that when he made the neder, so he was tailored. The whole reason he's making the shapirish bishoshenoda al das im lo yeyose seifel. That he spoke this out, that the whole nether is. The be'inyan zel, I have in neilat. That's not called neilat. If Bishasi made the whole nether was totally, but the Yasidus will be, and if the Yasidus will change, he's not making the nether, because it's not beperk abilaza. Koinim she'eni neisi es plainis, shavir ra, omru loy meis, ayosa tshuve, Upoch bigmore meis, neilatu. Vudinosa chuv is also neilat. O mishani amaravuna nasa ketoila nidre bedova. So you see, if you toila a neder, that this is the sibe of the neder, so it seems if the sibe will change, so the neder, you could be matter the neder. Rabbi Yechne Mishani Yosem Bin Yenach Aloy Mishim De Poliga Teile Nidrei Bedova Aloy Choshev Leike Teile Nidrei Bedova. He holds this, not called Teile Nidrei, but Teile Nidrei, there's no problem. Beratei De Rabbi Kiva Ovdelei Lebenazai Hochi Vim Toima Vor Beperkama De Soita Poch Veike Benazai Loi Nosif. But Nasi never got married, the Gemara says in Yevomis, Navshi Choshka B'Teira. Lehi Lishne, the Mishani Nosiv U'Pirish Osi Shapel. But he did get married. And then he was Pirish. So that's good. B'yeshloimed Afogav D'koma Hoche D'ov D'hochi L'Benazim Y'komokim Lo'i Noso Ela B'Eresin. There was Eresin Al-Kaponim. Shalibi D'kul Alme. That Rabbi Kiva's daughter became an Arusa to Ben Azai. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Rav Yosef berei derove shodre yavur lebeirav lekami de Rav Yosef. His father sent him to yeshiva to learn by Rav Yosef. Paskulei shish shni. So they made up, 6 years will be away. That was the upmach. Ki avetla shni, when 3 years passed by, mote mali yoyme de kippuri, became Erev Yom Kippur, omar ezel va'arzino le'inshi beisi. No, I'll go on. Make a surprise visit. I'll see my wife. What's doing? 3 years. Didn't see her. Didn't speak with her. Shoma avui. Now, Rava heard this. Shokal mone. So mone means kli zayin. Kilu boli lochem. Rava was furious. Maise, we make up for 6 years to go to learn. You take a midwinter vacation and you go Erev Yom Kippur. As best as you don't have to do. V'nofek lape. Omar lei zaynoscha nizkarto. I mean, he was very angry at him. Ike da amri omar lei zaynoscha nizkarto. And they were fighting. And then the Mistomer Rav Yosef said that, that Fakert is not doing it he is doing it for legitimate reason, and Rava held there's no legitimate reason. Itret, so they both were torod in this fight, is Leimar Ifsik, Leimar Ifsik. So that Erev Yom Kippur, none of them ate Sudam Afsekes. They were both torod in this Mulchome, who was right. Zogt Rashi, Shokal Mone, Kli Zayin, Kilu Boli Lochem, Itrit Ba'isa Merive. Leimarivsik, Leimarivsik, Leochlu Suda Shema Kippurim, Shemavsikim Bo Achilo Li Sanais. Suda Achoyne Shalab Tisha Bo, Yeme Kippurim Kroi Suda Hamavsekes, Shemavsikim Bo, Vemeseches Tainis. Zogt der Mishne weiter. Ha moiredes al bailo. Peichsin lo miksuboso. We'll see later in the Gemara what the moiredes is speaking about. It's moiredes mitashmish, moiredes mimoloche. Is peichsin lo miksuboso shiva dinrim b'shabes. So you deduct from haksube each week that she's a moiredes, you deduct 7 dinrim. Rabbi Yudah Imer Shive Trapiken. Ad Mosai Hu Poiches, till when do you deduct? Ad Keneged Ksuboso. Till we deduct the Dmei HaKsube. If she doesn't have a Ksube anymore, then he gives her a get and finished without a Ksube. Rabbi Yaisi Yaimer Loilam Hu Poiches Vahilech. He continued deducting. Ad she im tipo lo yerusha mimo kemacha gave him eno. That means we deduct that she owes him money, not only that you take away her ksube, but we deduct that she'll owe him money. V'chein ha-moired al-ishtoi, now the other way around, if he's moired al-ishtoi, meisifen al-ksuboso shloisha dinrim b'shabes, so each week he's a moired, so we add on to the ksuba that he owes her 3 dinrim. Rab Yuda oimer shloisha trapiken. Let us see Rashi, ha-meiredes al-baila, b'gmora meforesh mimai, what the merid is. Trepiken, bigmore meforish. Ad kedeik suboso. Vaachakach, so the Tanakamos, noisen loget, viyoitzo beloik sube. And she goes out without a ksube. Avol ene mashe. He doesn't continue staying with her, lifseik al nachosim, shenoflo mi beisavia, lavsida mi mena. Doesn't it? After we deducted from her the ksube, she leaves. Shloisha dimu b'gmor meforish maishno hu binodido. What is he different than her? Let us see Taisus. Peichsen lo zayin dindrin b'rishalmi meforish. What's these numbers over here? 3 and 7. B'rishalmi meforish keneged sheva molochis she'isha oisa labaylo. The Gabi Meire de Mesif and Shloisha Dindri Meforish Keneged Shera Ksusa Vainosa. But yeah, so Mamele, so that's why she has 7 Shibudim and he has 3 Shibudim. Vashasha Lonu Ein Saiva Kain. The boy big more ma bein moired le moiredes, a meforish time achine. The Gemara says that when she's a moiredes, he suffers more than when he's a moired. So that's why we counsel her more than we counsel him. The Bach says, v'teima, the high shah shalonu einel be moiredes mitashmish. The Gemara says, on that, he suffers more than her. If it's meredes mimloche, so then there's no union of suffering more, so then there's a cheshbon of She was mevatel so many melochas. He was mevatel so many things. So that then there's a different cheshbon. Zog the Gemara, Meiredes Mimai. What was she a Meiredes? Rav Huna Omar Mitash Mishamita. She was a Meiredes Mitash Mishamita. Rav Yosi Rav Chanina Omar Mimeloche. She was a Meiredes, she did not do Meloche. Tanan, we learned, V'chein ha-moired al ishtoi. Now the Mishnah says, V'chein, now just like, if she was a moired, if he was a moired, is bishleim elamandi yoma mitashmish, that she was a moired mitashmish, l'chai is good. So, V'chein, but if he was a moired, and the shibud of tashmish, so mamela, so we have, they can have the same merida by him than like by her. Elo leman da oma mi meloche mi meshubet lo. He's meshubet to do meloche to her. Watch out the vechein. It seems he's meired in the same inyan that she was meired. So Moses says in ba'aymer eini zon ve'eini mefarnes. Now let us see what Rashi says. We'll see this in Machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Boimer eini zon, dahainu tachas meloche. That means that there's a agreement that she does meloche and he gives her mezainis. Some emele, that's a vechein. That just like she severed her part of the agreement, so v'chein, he severed his part of the agreement. He said, "Ein izon v'ein imefalnes." Frag de gemore v'omar rab ha'omer ein izon v'ein imefalnes yaitzi v'yitin ksube. So Mor says, Rav says later that if he says ein izon v'ein imefalnes, there's no din of making a ksube larger. Then is, he says, "Ain't his husband been found? She eats if you eat ksuba. You give a get and you pay the ksuba. You don't schlep on with this. You give a get and give the ksuba falte." So the Gemara says, "V'lav limluchi bay boy. You have to handle with him. You don't give a get right away. We start handling with him. Maybe he'll agree. So in the meantime, if a few weeks pass by." And in the middle of the handlerai, so for these weeks, he has to go and give 3 dinrim for each week. Later, we run matzliyak, so then he'll go and let's yaitzi v'yitin ksuba. What does Rashi say? V'omar Rav yaitzi masnisin meisifin tnan v'eini meitzi liyalta. So how does this stim with Rav? So the Mor says, "V'lav imluchi beiboy shema yarze boy." We handle with him. B'seir zman she'onu nimlochim boy, where we were speaking with him and marziran olav she yarze boy. So in the meantime, meisif an al ksuboso. Zok the Gemara weiter. Meisvei. So we have here a machloikis. Rav Huna says. Mitashmish, and Rav Yosi b'Rav Chanina says, Mimeloche. So Agavurche, the way the Gemara held now, later the Gemara was Chayze, but the Gemara held now, the Ritva says, Rav Yosi b'Rav Yehuda holds Mimeloche, and what if there's a Moirad Mitashmish, what happens? So the Ritva says the Gemara held now Amayrid Mitashmish. There's no dinim of Knoshes. You stop this right away. You give a get without a ksuba guten tov. That means that was Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said. If she doesn't want Tashmish, forget about it. You give her a get without a ksuba and finished. And Rav Huna said no by Tashmish also. We'll see. We start deducting. You don't sever the issues right away. But the Gemara held that's the machloikis. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is only by meloche. There's such a din. Meloche, no, there's issues, but it's not proper. Then we'll cancel her. But, Tashmish, that was the Abmin of the Gemara. Meisve. So the Gemara is a kash. We learned in a baraisa, achas li arusa, say in arusa, and arusa doesn't want to get married. She doesn't want nisuin, or a nisua doesn't want tashmish. We'll see in a minute. Bafilu nide, bafilu chayle, bafilu shemeres yavam, all these have a din of a meredes. Let's skip over the parentheses. Bishloim elaman doma mitashmish. Hainu diktoni chayla. So it's very good chayla. That's me. Even though she's a chayla. And even though she's a chayla, it's difficult for her to be mishamish. But afal pi kein, she could still be mishamish. So memela, if she's not mishamish, so memela will cancel her. That's the chiddush of chayla. El leman da ome mi meloche, chayla bas meloche. She's a chayla. What do you want her to do? She should, she's doing all these meloches, techenes, vaifim, and vashelas, and she's making the, she's sick. She belongs in bed. So you cancel her? What do you want from her? So the Gemara says, "Tana the Gemara is chayitz. Ela mitash mishkolal maloy pligi da'ava meredes." No, everyone is moed. This baraisa is here talking about tashmish, and so we said right. And we're saying by tashmish, if she's a chayla, she still has a din meredes, because she could be mishamish mitos b'cholya. Now ki pligi the machloikis of Rav Hunem and. The machloikis Rav Huna and Rav Yosi, but Rav Chanina is there a din meiredes kipligi b'meloche? Is there a din meiredes by meloche? We'll see in Tosfos what the shaila is. Mar sove b'meloche loy havi meredes. She doesn't want to do meloche. She's not a meredes. That's what Rav Huna holds. Umarsov mi meloche nami havi meredes, Rabbi Yisbechin in the holes, no, there's a din meredes by meloche also. Let us see Rashi. Achasli, kulon shoveis peteres meret, bafiloshi nide, oichoilo, behi meredes, if she's a meredes, nide oichoilo, there's also din meredes. Arusa shamra leyanose. She also meredes. Sochi gasine. Bishlaman diyama mitash me shapir. So if a chidish that a chayla is also mutala leo le shamish. Laman diyama mishim meloch, a chayla bas melochi. Bishlaman diyama mitash me shapir. Ve'im mishum nide de lav bas tashmishi. So Rashi yes kashas, what's with nide? Why is she a meredes? That means, if she's cooperative, she'll go to the mikveh, she's oimed l'shamish, so then he has his pas besaloi. But if she's a meiredes, and she's telling him forget about it, so memela, so he lost his pas besaloi. Elo lemanda omar meloche, so zachayla bas meloche. Elamitash mishkolamaloi pligi, davi meredes, vahachmas nise be meredes mitashmish. Let us see Taisvis. Rav Huna omar mitashmish. Avo mi meloche, lehavi meredes. Rav Huna holds that by meloche she's not a meredes. So Taisvis says, what's pshat? The Rav Huna letamei? The omar leel yechayle isha shetayma lebayla eini nizaynis veini yaisa. So memele, so there's no din meredes by meloche. She's not mechuyev to work. If she wants, she can be mafkia. The schus meloche. The Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina that says that there is a din meredes. Sava kereish lokish. She holds like kereish lokish that she can't say eini fakert. Tiknu mezayna iseo tachas maise yodeo. The ikir is maise yodayim. And she can't see any nezayna sveini yoise. She's mochayiv to work. So maybe she's a meredes. That's the machloikis. That's how Tosis wants to start off. So Tosis, maybe let's maybe try to explain the svar of Yosi Bechnin in a different way. It could be he holds like Rav Huna. The Omar sheyachayle isha shetayma labaylo that ain't in the zaynis veini yosi. Umeredes mimaloche. So what's why she meredes? Haynu meziges hakoyis vatzoa samite vachotzes ponov yodo veraglov. The Mistavre Taisve says, the Chayeves afilo omre eini nizaynis veinayis. Mistavre afilo she said eini nizaynis veinayis. Mistavre these three things she has to do. Midi dahava yesheves bekatadre de Chayeves behem. We had the Gemara before. We had a memre. Aber Yeshevis Bekatadre, Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Chanina, Rav Yitzchak Bar Chananya, Omer Rav Huna, Afa Bishom Yeshevis Bekatadre, Avo Mezeges Loi Kois, Metzash Loi Samite, Machetzes Loi Pono of Yodo Veraklov. So Memele, so by Yeshevis Bekatadre, she brought in four Shvoches, she still has to do this. The Chayevis Behem, so Memele, so Taisha says Mistame. Who adin if she said Eini Nizaynis ve'Eini Yoise? It's also Chayevis Ben, and that'll be the Machloikis. If she's a Meiredes, Taki also holds. Rabbi Yosi Bechnin also holds like Rav Huna. She could say Eini Nizaynis ve'Eini Yoise, but the Shal she's a Meiredes on these three Malachis. Does she get it in Meiredes for these three Malachis? Yes or no? So Taisha says. Dainire Shetaim Redes Elme Molochis and Meforoshis Bimasnis. And so Taisha says, I wouldn't want to say such a pshat. Because I don't think that you'll get it in, if the Mishnah never mentioned Bechlal these Molochis. When the Mishnah says Eilu, the Mishnah says these are the Molochis. The Mishnah did not hold it bechlal important to mention these three things. So it seems these are the Ikar Malachis. Teichenes, Vayif, Mechabels, Mashelas. This is a member of Rav Huna. Rav Huna said she's chayiv afilu, yeshevis bekatadre. But these three things she has to do. Good, this is Rav Huna's Ashtik Toy, but these are not the Ikre Malachis of that a wife is Meshubah. The Mishnah doesn't even mention it. So Taisvis held, so it's not Mistava to say that Rabbi Yosi Bechanina would hold that she gets Adin Meiredes by not doing these malachas. That's what Taisvis says. Be'emison, we had a Rashi, would seem Taisvis is not like Rashi. Rashi said on this memre of Rav Huna, Rashi said that, ובקביעה הני לא יקופו לו, אלא חכמי מסיעו עץ הטוב, אלא הני גזויס בישראל. רשי סתנות, רב הונה נב, אבל מזגס לא יעשה קויס, it doesn't say חייב למזג לא יעשה קויס. מזגס, this is a good answer, רבצן. That means even though you're part of a מלאכה, but this is, these are דבורים של חיבה, and if I care, this is a very good eitzah to make sure the marriage should have a richa shamim v'shanim taivim. But it's no chiyuv. Taisus didn't learn like that. Taisus learns chayeves. Taisak throws in a vote chayeves. But Taisus, but I've helped Taisus, but it's not mistavish, you should get it in meredes. Void. Raya number two. Midakoma besomuch. The Gemara asked Akash and Rav Chanina, if you say Yamei Redes by Melochim, Chayla Bas Melochi, Shachayuza Bas Melochi. So Taisva says, listen, if we're only speaking about Mezegis Leis Akois, and Metzas Leis Amita, Vais and Melochis, Afila Yechayla, Afila Chayla Yechayla Lassais. These Melochis, what's Akash? Chayla can also do Mezegis Leis Akois. The Eina Chayla Kol Kach, given she Chayla Lizbo Tashmish. The Gemara understood. And Tashmish, the Gemara understood why she's a Meiredes. So it's not speaking about that she's, She's a dog or sick. She's a chayla. So mamela a chayla could, a chayla could do these three malachas also. So mamela, so that's sicha not pshat in Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. Now Tosis wants to say another pshat. Tosis did not want to say. It seems that Rabbi Yosef holds like a shlokish. We have amrina. So Tosis says, you know, I would have another mahalach to explain the machlokes. Tchi amra eini nezaynis veini oise loy mavkas atma elamasiyas tzema. That the whole of course only for Masiyas Tzema shu ikka ma'is yodah, that's the ikka ma'is yodah Asiyas Tzema avushal malachis kigoyin teichenes va'oifa ovda. We'll say that anu mahalach. Then if you would say that, so it comes out that afilo she said ein zaynis veina oise. But she's chayv in other malachis. She's not chayv in the ikka malacha, but she's chayv in malachis hamenuyis b'mishneh. Avimotzi shapesov v'keravuna. Then we'd have a gevaldik mahalach. So we could say Rabbi Yosef Bechnin holds also like Rav Huna. They could, she could say any nizaynis veino. He said the shayles, but you get a din meiredis on the malachis besides oises etzema. Rabunel, the Ike Moloch is Oises at Semer, and that she doesn't have to do. She said, ain't in his anus. And Rabbi Sibachnina holds, this other Moloch is also. So this would be a Geshmak Epshat, Vechei Mash Mikzas. And they says, it would seem like that, Taki. The Korilel, Maise Yodel, Midi Dekayitz. The Gemara says that they were Tikno, Midi Dekayitz, Otto Midi Dekayitz, that you give a more Kesser for Maise Yodel. Bishal malachis gegen techenes va'oif leshach kitzusa. There's an amount how much he has to be teichen. I mean, there's no set amount for trine bishul. I mean, there's one child, there's ten. I mean, there's no set amount. But tzemer is a kitzusa. Avolay nire. That would be nice. That would be geshmak, but it's wrong. Ki omra eini nizaynis veinaisa bitura mikol zayim malachis. I think if she says eini nizaynis, she's part of a more malachis. V'chi ovda, and he brings a raya. Now, Tosis brings a raya. That means it's a set. It's a set of zayim malachis. And either you do all zayim, which includes oise b'tzema, or you don't do anything. It's if you're part of a malachis, so you're part of everything. So I bring you a raya. V'chi ovdo shal malachis. If she's doing other malachis, peichsin lo meyasiyas b'tzema. If she's doing other malachis, she's involved baking, there's a ganze simcha, they're baking a lot of things, so she doesn't have to do tzema. You deduct. So it's all one big set of malachis. How do I know this? Kedisnam b'masnisen. The Mishnah says, "Vim ha'isa meinekes peichsin lo mi ma'isa yoder." If she's a meinekes, she doesn't have to make so much tzema. So me'mela, so what's pshat? If these are two, if there are two sugim in ganzen, dike malach is ma'isa yoder, and this is another thing. Now, filenin is einis veina ha'isa, she still has to do the other thing. So what's, so what does say in the Mishnah? If she's a meinekes, she doesn't have to do so much tzema. What do you mean? When Schmidt lights Har Sinai, Beis Tachois, it's one big set of malache. It's Oisa b'tzema, Meinekes, and Mevashelas, and Mechabeses, and Techenes, and Oifes, and Memel. These are all the things that she does. So the Gemara says, if she's a Meinekes, so she's going overboard in one of the Zayim Malachis, so you deduct from the Maisa Yodeh, V'nira Du'a Din Teichenes Vaif. It's also, it's because it's one set of Malachis. V'hod Enokat Meinekes, why did the Mishnah say Davke Meinekes? Mishum Da'ayri B'mash Ro'isai De'Sholish. Because here in the Mishnah is speaking about she's not together with her husband, she, the, There's a sholish that is taking care of hamazonis, and the chayla lasa shloy malach achas, kiven dayin imay bebayis. So memela, so there the Gemara spoke about meinika, but the Mishnah spoke about meinika, but who adin? You'll deduct from the others also. Umiyu yesh litreis. Taisu said, could be that's not the right pshat in the Mishnah. Dikilameima de davke nokat meinika. Maybe that's not pshat. It's not a set. Mishim de teirech mamameyet cholo peichsen lo mimaisi yodeh. This is a different thing. So since she's a meinika, so memela, if she's going to do maisi, they're going to take away, not that she's not mechuyiv to do the maisi. You want it to be a meinika, so she can't, he can't tell her to work. Because that will take away from the challah. So maybe that's pshat in the Mishnah. That means the other malachis, teichenes, could be that one thing has no shaykhs with the other. You mechuyiv to do maisi yodeh. Maisi yodeh, that's the ikel chi of malach, that she's mechuyiv to the maisi yodeh. I mean, tzemer is the ikel thing, and that we don't deduct teichenes from that, but by menika we deduct from Maisyada because she can't be a menika. So Mamela, so I don't have a raya. So it could very well be that it's not a set. So it could be this would be a mahalach. That means that that could be that everyone holds like Afune. She could say Einin is Einis Veine Yoise. But she's still mechuyev in the other malachis. Now the shail is, do you get a din meiredis on the other malachis? Aber mikol mokim nire, mit alle di chishboines, nire di chiyom, ene zoynis, ene oysed abtur mikol malachis. I think she's part of hamo malachis. And the taisa zapos techez, mishim tasa loy malachis acheres, im ke loylam le tasa latzma, b'mayta ene zoynis. I mean, how can you say, she's mechuyev to do zayim malachis. There's a lomdus of any nizaynis, veini yaisa. So memela, but she'll take care of her mizaynis. But if you put on her shoulders a whole list of jobs she has to do, you take care of yourself. But before you do that, she has a whole list what she has to do today. So how could she ever take care of herself? So al kochoch, if she says any nizaynis, veini yaisa, she's free. Now she takes care of her. It's Tachas. Bim Taima. Frag Taisvis. Meiredes mi Meloche. According to Rabbi Yossi Bechanine, we say Rabbi Yossi Bechanine holds a Krish Lakish. So she can't say Eini Nezainis Veini Yossi. Amai Pechson lo Miksu Boso. Linkai Pizro Veleisev. Rish Lakish said before, you could force her to work. So Memela, so what's the Shaila? She's a Meiredes. You give her a convincing sales talk. If she doesn't understand, she'll understand. She'll get the message very quick. So Memela, so why do you have to so lazy though? Piesh Laima. Kiven de in der Reize lasse is alle de kvie schive me redes peichsen dein adam dor im nachos be kvie fachas am yode ketais no that's not called married life. If everything goes with a stick and a thread, so that's a nachos already. There's no cooperation. In other words, that what she's mechuyev to do, she's not doing. I have to force you to do it. That's called a meredes, and he started deducting the ksuba. Ba'omer eini zon ve'eini mefarnes. Now, let the Gemara ask the kasha on Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina. Bishloim, according to Rav Huna, if she, it says v'chein, if he was a meired. So according to Rav Huna, it's very good. She was a meired on Tashmish. V'chein, if he was a meired on Tashmish, also Tashmish answers that that's called a meiredes. Ba'imer ein izon ve'ein mefarnes. B'gmor es takashem, Mishlam v'chait lefun, it's very good. V'chein, she's a meired on Tashmish, he's a meired on Tashmish. So we have the different shiurim, what we counsel for a meired.
But if according to Rabbi Yosi by Rabbi Chanina, so she was a meired, she doesn't want to do melacha for him. So what's his meride? So the Gemara answered that he said, "Ba'omer melacha mi meshubed lo in, ba'omer ini zon ve'ini mefanes." Mikan meichiach Rabbeinu Elio. Shechayv Odom lahasker atzmoy lelame tenoikis, elasis melocha acheres, kde lozen es ishtoy, de im loikain ma'inyin ze eitzol ze moirid me meloche. Now there's a moirid ke Rabbeinu Elio. Rabbeinu Elio learned pshat in the Gemara, ki pshutoy. The Gemara is takash, bishloime she's a moirid, she doesn't want to work. Now, what's the v'chein? So the Gemara says, yeah. That he said, ain't, ba'omer ain't izon ve'ini mefarnes. Chavnish can't geld, ain't li, I don't have any money. So we tell him to work. You can't be mefarnes. So work, go to work, get a job. Hire yourself. Work some, be a malame, do something. So pshat is, so what is he being? No, I don't want to work. She don't want to work. So my male, that's pshat in the Gemara. So his maride is like her maride. Her maride was, she's supposed to work for him. And his maride is, if he doesn't have money, he's supposed to work to give her mezainis. That's his chiyuv. And if he's not working, that's the bechein. That's what the Rabbeinu Elio said. Dim loikain, mainin ze eitzel moired memloche. So what, I mean, we asked Akash, it's not the same. So what did he answer? He said, in his own vein of a foundness. But it's not the same. She's not working. What is he doing? Me bekunteres perish mishum desdonem a foundness who keneged memloche shalish. So Rashi answered this. Rashi said a different shot. Rashi said, he's a moired in her union. There's a mutual agreement. She works and he gives mezainis. So her merida is that she severed her obligation, and his merida is that he severed his obligation, but that cannot work. So it's no raya for my Gemara to Rashi. Voitevi raya, now the Rabbeinu Elio brought another raya, midakasvinim biksubis, vano eflach. Sure, you have to work. It says in the Ksuba, Van Eflach, I'm going to work. Ve'ezen. I'm going to work and give you mezainis. Umiyu gamzei yesh litchois. No, could be you don't have to work. K'moyshim eforish Rabbeinu Tam. The Eflach haino avoydes karke. Perish, echoish, vanakesh, ve'eder asasode, v'ovi mezainis lebayis. That's such Eflach. I'll work on the karke. Now, we have a Tosfos here, and we don't really appreciate what the Machlokes is here, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Elio. Chasdei Hashem, Eps Hashem Inu Liyodi, I found a Sha'al Mishpat is a Tshuvas HaRosh, the Sha'al Mishpat in Simen Tzadik Zayim. I'd like to read over. He says, I'm more the kebir what the machloikis is. There's a Tshuvas HaRosh that's speaking about a Baal Chayv. This thing is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Reuven borrowed from Shimon place $1,000. Kim Shimon said, Reuven, I want $1,000. It's Reuven only. I don't have. It's Reuven, you don't have. Go work. You'll pay me up the chayv. You owe me a chayv. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that Bezdin cannot force him to go to work. As I state in Shulchan Aruch, and this is a Tshuvas HaRosh. We'll see why. So the Tshuvas HaRosh says as follows. The Tshuvas HaRosh said, V'chein kosav Rabbeinu Tam b'tshuve. Rabbeinu Tam said this b'tshuve. Ki heichi didarshinem b'kedushin. b'gnei vosoi, v'nimkar b'gnei vosoi. An eved ivri is sold, because he stole. He has to pay up his chayv. B'gnei vosoi. V'loi b'zmamoi, v'loi b'kfeiloi. Only sell him to pay up the gneiva. Hochi nami dorshin, and rabbeinu tam gezuk noch adroshe. V'loi b'piroin chayvoi, v'loi b'mizoynes ishtoi. You don't sell someone for an eved ivri to pay up mizaynes ishtoi. You don't sell someone for never divri to pay up a chayv. Yeah, so I can't say about that, please. We're talking about you should go to work. Tell me never divri. Let's see a little further. Va'maskir atzmoi. And if a person hires himself out, nikra mechire. That's called like he sold himself. This chiris liyayim kemechiredom. He's renting, he's where he's a socher. The person that's like he sold himself. Vahavi mechire. Vevedivri denim kalashes korye rachmone socher. This is the loshen of the rosh. So, Mamela, what do you tell? You tell me he should rent himself out to work? To pay up a choiv? There's a posik. This is the Bein HaTam Zad Roshe. Zok the Rosh in the Tshuve. Uma sho yeme Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Shechayv odem lahasker atzmei lefarnei sishti. That's not like the Droshe. He had the Droshe. V'nim ka b'nei vosei v'loi b'mzei nesishtai. The Rabbeinu Tam had the Droshe. He had only b'nei vosei. And the Rabbeinu Eliyahu zog technita zoi. Zog the Rosh. Rabbeinu Tam nechlak olov. Rabbeinu Tam is chaylik. Rabbeinu Tam is chaylik. And it seems that the Rosh paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam. Ad kan lo shayni. Fine. Zog the Shal Mishpat. So we have to understand this is Moiridik Ezachan over here. Zog the Shal Mishpat. L'chayre l'fize. So, I mean, the Rabbeinu Tam is an eye-opener. That a person rents himself out for a worker, that's an evet, he's an evet. And then, v'nimka b'gnei vosei v'loi b'peroin chayven. So that's why Bezdin can't force him to, he says, what if he wants to rent, he wants to do it himself? Nelech yid, he owes money, he doesn't have any money, he's going to go and rent himself, become a lamed, he's going to work for sabbat. So he says, L'chayr, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, ha'yinire sheinere shoy lahaskir asatzmai af mirtzoyne yatoi, b'chdei lefroy ha'choyvoi. If you're going to tell me that schiris liyoy mememka, so he says, now let's learn Hilchus Avodim. The Rambam, reishpek alof me Hilchus Avodim, ve'einoi rashoy limker asatzmai, a person is not permitted to sell himself on Evedivri for a multitude of reasons. Reason number one, Lahatzni es domov. He wants to put away the money. He's not allowed to place of an Evedivri to put away the money. Oy liknois behem schoire, oy kalem. Oy litnom lebal choive. He wants to pay up his choive, so the Rambam says you're not allowed to sell yourself on Evedivri. Elim kein tzorch loichlum bulvat. Period. If you don't have any food, then you'll have to sell yourself at Nevedivri. But if food you have, no, you want to pay up your Baal Chayv? Sorry, you're not allowed to. The Nimke B'Gnei Vosai. That's the Rambam. So he says like this. So he says, so he wanted to say, but he says, L'chayrim, the tour would seem, the tour says that Bezdin does not sell him. That Bezdin cannot force him to rent himself out as a worker. But he says, L'chayrim, it would seem that if he wanted to, he could do it himself. So he says, L'chayri should be mechuyiv to do it. He owes the money. Mitzvah, how should be able to do it? He says, Ulam, Hatur Besimin Tzadik Tes. And he brings down the Tshuvas HaRosh. The Rosh says, V'chein Kosev Rabbeinu Tam, V'tshuva She'enoi Chayiv Lahasker Es Atzmoi Lefroi Yechoi. He's not Mechuyiv to rent himself out. V'choylik Al Rabbeinu Liyo She'kosev She'chayiv Odom Lahasker Es Atzmoi Lefarni says Ishtei Atkan. Alme de bechiev greide nami pligi de la rabbeinu tam eine chayev klal lahaskir es asmul freya chayivoy. He's not mechuyev. Vechein mashme mi divrei hatoisus vepeh kafalpi. He says our toisus also would seem like that. De rabbeinu liyos es chayev odom lahaskir atzmai lalamit tinoikis. That's just on the eflach. Avola in the Rabbeinu Tam shel Hasker Atzmei Einei Chayiv. That means afil als Elchi Yid. Rabbeinu Tam held he's not Chayiv to do it. So he wants to say, so what's Pshat? So he says, Amir Dike Pshat. So he says like this. He brings Taisus and Bob Metzia. Taisus and Bob Metzia bepoil Yochel Achze b'chatzi yoyim. Bishum d'chsiv kili b'nei Yisrael avodim. So therefore, that's why he's allowed to have chazor. He's not an eved. V'zal nirli the mikol mokim mutar odom lahasker atzmoi. So Taisus says, so a person is permitted to rent himself to be a worker from someone. The davke eved ivri shein neyocher lachzaboy. An eved ivri that can't be chayzer. Veine yoytze kaidem zmane, oive mishim avodahin. So a person who, whenever he wants, he can go and say to his balabos, there's a issa avodahin b'lei avodim labodim. You're not allowed to sell yourself for an eved. So Taisa says, a person is allowed to rent himself out. Why? Because he's not like an eved. He's a freie Vogel. He has no obligations. That's why he's not an eved. An eved is obligated. He's a certain amount, he has to work a certain amount of time, and he's a shtashich or whatever, or a zman. Harei, zogt de shar hamelech, shar hamishpat, de sviralu de poil domi levet ivri. El hod shori lahasker atzmoi, fumishum de yochalach sabay tomid. The only reason he can rent himself out because there's no obligation whatsoever. So when he rents himself out, he tells the employer, listen, Rabbi, don't rely on me. Whenever I have a whim, I'll say goodbye to you. V'chein motzosi, he brings the tshuvas maimoni that he brought on a Rabbeinu Tam shekosav v'niril the Rabbeinu Tam said as follows v'nirali de poyel nami dorshinen shuhu bechlal avodim le avodim labodim imishum hay time choizer. And that's why a poyel is an eved. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam said. And that is why he's choizer, that he's not an eved. So he says, so that's pshat Rabbeinu Tam. Ulekach einei chayiv lahaskir es atzmoi, lefroi achoivei. Kiven de chazinen dein odom rashoi limker es atzmoi, lefroi achoivei. In keini mato mechayvoi se lahasker esatzm lefroi echoivim kei lo yeyoche lachzeboi kibin da choiv olav muta lefroi. That means if he's going to ask a shayla rov, and my wife is fathering mezoinis, my balchoiv is fathering money, rov, what do I have to do? So if the rov will tell him, you have a choiv, you have to go work. So he says, I'm not allowed to do that. Avodahem le'avodim le'avodim. There's no chiv whatsoever. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam said. There's no chiv. Not only Bezdin can't force him. The Rav can't tell him he's not mechuyev to do it. And not Eflach. It was never an obligation. I'm going to work to make sure you'll have mezainis. That means you're mechuyev to work. So Kozma, she doesn't have mezainis. She can't tell your bala boss in the middle of the day. You have to work. She has to have mezainis tonight. That's an issa. That's an issa. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam said, you know what an Eflach means? Something else. If he has a kark, that's on the Eflach, sure. You're not working for anybody. There, you have to, if I could work on your kark 100%, then you have an obligation. But that what the Rabbeinu Leo said, that he's mechuyev to rent himself out, to become a melamed, to become a worker, to become a poil, chas v'shalem. That's an issa. There's no such chiyuv. Period. That is pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam. Zoktishar Mishpot. And what does the Rabbeinu Leo hold? We have a machoy, but he is chayef. So he brings a mold chay in the Seicher HaSomnim. The mold chay speaks under the Diburim. The poyel loy mikri evet. He says a poyel is not called an evet. Ella sochil. He's called a socher, and that's not an eved. An eved and a socher, two different things. Behainu d'chsiv ki mishnis cha socher avotcho, dahainu sheish. He did more than a socher. An eved is doing more than a socher. A socher is 3 years. An eved is more than a socher. So, Mamel, that's an eved already. So, therefore, the Motrev examines a tshuva meram Rutenberg, that a person is not permitted to rent himself out for more than 3 years. Then that's called avdis. Till 3 years, it's not called avdis. Now, Gavurcha later, he says, could be that Pshat the Gemara says in Mesechtes Shabbos that there was a person that rented himself to work for 3 years, and then the Golu, and he didn't pay him, and the Gansa Maisa. 3 years you're allowed, it's put down Shulchan Aruch such a day, not allowed to rent yourself out more than 3 years. That's called Avdis already. He said, that's what Rabbeinu Leo held. Rabbeinu Leo held, Stamosei, a worker is not an Eved. More than 3 years is an Eved. So Mamela said, Rabbeinu Leo held that, he's mechuyev, no eflach. He's mechuyev to work. Not 3 years, but listen, give him his zaynus. he's waiting for welfare. He's mechuyev to work, no eflach. That's the Rabbeinu Leo. And the Rabbeinu Tam held no chas v'sholem. There's no, if you put a chiyev on him, that's avdus already. The whole Indian of that he's not an Eved, that he doesn't have any obligation to work. You can't put an obligation on a person that he's mechuyev to rent himself out to work, because that's called Avdus.